Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, February 19th, One Take Wednesday. As we read your Word today, Lord, would you open our hearts to what you have to speak to us? Would you remind us of your power and your glory? And most of all, Lord, would you comfort us and encourage us through your Word? 1 Samuel chapter 20, verses 35 through 42. A little context here is that there is a growing conflict between Saul and David, and Saul is paranoid because David is a really popular guy. He's won a lot of battles, he defeated Goliath, and he wants to kill David. But this passage today is about the covenant of friendship between David and Saul's son, Jonathan. They've made an agreement to protect one another, and this is the interchange where Jonathan says, "You need to leave because, in fact, my dad does want to kill you." Starting in verse 35. In the morning, Jonathan went out to the field for his meeting with David. He had a small boy with him, and he said to the boy, "Run and find the arrows I shoot." As the boy ran, he shot an arrow beyond him. When the boy came to the place where Jonathan's arrow had fallen, Jonathan called out after him, "Isn't the arrow beyond you?" Then he shouted, "Hurry, go quickly, don't stop." The boy picked up the arrow and returned to his master. The boy knew nothing about all this, only Jonathan and David knew. Then Jonathan gave his weapons to the boy and said, "Go, carry them back to town." After the boy had gone, David got up from the south side of the stone and bowed down before Jonathan three times, with his face to the ground. Then they kissed each other and wept together, but David wept the most. Jonathan said to David, "Go in peace, for we have sworn friendship with each other in the name of the Lord, saying, 'The Lord is a witness between you and me, and between your descendants and my descendants forever.'" Then David left, and Jonathan went back to the town. One application point for us today is to pray for our friends and to thank the Lord for the covenant of friendship that he gives us with people that encourages us and delights us. Now we turn over to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. This is a beloved passage about Jesus feeding the 5,000. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We only have here 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. What a wonderful story of Jesus providing for our needs and that his provision always multiplies. Our final reading today is Proverbs chapter 19, verse 18. Discipline your children, for in that there is hope. Do not be a willing party to their death. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together here. Discipline leads to hope. What does that even mean? Well, if you think about a coach and a student relationship, the coach, if he never corrects the student or he never pushes the athlete for improvement or he never holds them accountable, they're not going to reach their full potential. And discipline in the Christian faith is the same way. We are disciplined by our parents and by the Lord to help us become who we were made to be. People who recognize that everyone is made in the image of God, and people who live in a way to help others flourish. This passage is reminding us that if we discipline others, or if we are the teenager being disciplined, we can avoid unnecessary struggles by listening to the discipline. It's drastic here. It says, do not be a willing party to their death. So lack of discipline leads to destruction. Oftentimes we may want to buck up or puff up when it comes to instruction. And perhaps that's because of the way the instruction is given. So there are two sides to the story. But I think where we want to land is welcoming advice and correction for life. And if we are the one giving the correction, to do so in a way that brings hope, to do so in a way that helps the one who needs discipline to see the benefits of life entrusted to the Lord. Thanks so much for listening to me today and for reading along. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the story of David. Thank you for friendships that we have, like he and Jonathan had. Lord, even in the midst of strife, when we have a true friend nearby, it's so comforting. So help us to be a good friend today. As a wise friend once taught us, if you want friends, you have to show yourself friendly. So help us, Lord, to do that today. And then, Lord, thank you for your provision, which is always bountiful, always meaningful. Help us to entrust ourselves to you and to trust your power of provision. And then finally, Lord, help us to accept discipline, which leads to abundant life. Bless my brothers and sisters today, whatever they may face. We specifically lift up to you those on the prayer list who are hurting and in need of healing, those who have had difficult diagnoses and who are waiting to hear next steps for the plans that go forward. And also we pray, Lord, for the youth and the children of our church, that they would learn from your word and not have unnecessary struggles in life because they buck up against discipline. Bless our pastor, bless the church staff, bless those who are on committees and are serving day in and day out. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.